Pinkerton was now being played for a gullible patsy. Lincoln, as friendly as he could be, told the detective he wanted to learn everything he could about the movements of McClellan's army. He wasn't being critical of McClellan over what he might have done or not done, Lincoln assured Pinkerton. He just wanted to find out what the detective knew. The battles of South Mountain and Antietam were hard-fought victories of the greatest value to the nation, Lincoln said. And McClellan had succeeded in pushing the rebels out of Maryland and relieving the danger to Washington. Lincoln said he owed a deep debt of gratitude to the general for taking command of the army in a time of great peril. Pinkerton relaxed. But there were some things Lincoln said he wanted to know that perhaps Pinkerton could enlighten him on. The detective agreed that McClellan did not burden the White House with a lot of minor details. What did the president want to know? Had everything been done to hold on to Harper's Ferry? Lincoln asked. Pinkerton assured him it had. What kind of condition were the two armies in when they met at Antietam? The rebel force numbered 140,000, Pinkerton claimed, and McClellan had only about 90,000. Lincoln said he thought McClellan had about 100,000, but he added quickly that he agreed with Pinkerton's count for the rebels. Lincoln was lying on that last point, likely to flatter the detective. He knew the 140,000 estimate was wildly inflated. Why didn't the Army of the Potomac fight on September 18th? Lincoln continued. Why was it slow to move in the days that followed? The dead and wounded needed to be cleared, ammunition was short, and McClellan had to be careful because he faced a superior enemy force, Pinkerton explained. In the days that followed, the Union Army had to move cautiously in order to do so successfully. I must say, General, Pinkerton wrote later in his report to McClellan, that I never saw a man feel better than he did with these explanations. He expressed himself as highly pleased and gratified with all you had done.